Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, to Life Coach Radio Network. I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach, and I'm so excited this morning to be with you. I am coming to you from a very beautiful place in this country. I'm coming to you live this morning from Bend, Oregon. It's kind of crazy. I'm actually on vacation. It is 6 a.m. in my world right now, and I'm real excited to be with you. This is a beautiful city. It's a city of about 81,000 people, and Bend, Oregon welcomed my husband and I in full glory yesterday with amazing sunshine, stunning shades of green, and some of the largest evergreen trees I have ever seen in my life. This is a beautiful part of the country that I have never been to. And real excited to wake up early and join my Life Coach Radio Network family here on Radio Live, ready to talk about saying no. I am joined this morning by a fabulous co-host, Joel. Joel, are you there?
I am, Leanne. Once again, like I told you before we got on the air, I think it's amazing that you made the time to join us so early in the morning. So thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Joel. And, you know, we are about on opposite ends of the country this morning. So what's it like in your world?
Actually, coming to you from New York City, it's a little gray and overcast here, but I'm happy to be on the show. And it's a little bit, you know, it's more reasonable time here. It's 9 a.m. here, so we're good.
9 a.m. for you. Great. Well, you might be a little bit more awake than me this morning. I am counting on the beautiful Life Coach Radio Network to be my caffeine this morning and wake us all up. I'm actually really excited about today's topic, everyone. We're going to talk about learning to say no this morning. And, you know, it's really interesting when I think about this topic, because it is a topic that two-year-olds, right, don't have trouble talking about. This topic is something that we learn early on to speak. We learn early on to listen to that voice, that external voice around us. You know, Joel, when we were growing up, our parents would oftentimes tell us no when we were in a dangerous situation, when we were putting ourselves in a place that wasn't going to serve us well. They would tell us no when we crossed a boundary. And, you know, here we are in our adult lives. We have been in the workplace. We have families. We have, some of us have children. We have all kinds of things going on in our lives, including our careers. And oftentimes we have stopped listening to the inner voice of no. And we have stopped listening to the external voices of no all around us. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to jump in here in just a few and talk about those things. But before we get started, for those of us who are new to Life Coach Radio Network, or those of us who have not tuned in and heard Joel or myself, we're going to go ahead and take just a couple minutes and introduce ourselves. Like I said, I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach, as well as the CEO of La Dolce Vita Coaching. I've really given my life in service to others. I really love being there for other people. I am a former homeschool mom, a devoted warrior wife. I'm an adoptee. I am also a volunteer with the American Cancer Society. I understand a lot of the challenges and the fears that so many of us face. You know, we walk through our lives with a lot of insecurities, and we journey through many seasons of life unknowing where it is we're going to turn next. And so my desire as a coach, as a friend, is to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as you boldly let go of all the obstacles, the toxic thoughts, the fears and insecurities that hold you back from fully embracing the life that you were created to live. And so I'm real excited to be here with you today and to really hold sacred the hopes and dreams and desires of your heart as we walk out this life together, as we learn to sing our song and walk through this life with confidence. you can reach me or poke onto my website right now if you'd like to, and follow along at www.walkyourtalkwithleanne.com. You can also find me on Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and on Facebook. The number to reach me is 505-412-1817. And the number, listeners, if you would like to call in today and speak with either Joel or myself or share your thoughts, is area code 646-716-9397. And so, again, I would like to introduce my fabulous co-host, Joel. Joel, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Thanks, Leanne. So I'm a personal development coach. I work with gay men and others in areas such as life purpose, relationships, careers, spirituality, and personal identity. I really work off of the belief that with the right guidance, anyone can create life-changing shifts in their perspective that can break down any self-imposed barriers they have for themselves and help them reconnect to who they really are. I work both with individuals and groups, and I partner with my clients to help them overcome their fears. And we're talking about fears of success, fear of failure, and fear of judgment by others, so they can identify and achieve the goals and dreams they have for themselves. I'm also a regular co-host on the Life Coach Radio Network, diving into topics that impact many areas of my clients' life. I'm a certified professional coach and received my accreditation from the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, IPEX for short, and I also graduated from IPEX Energy Leadership Program. I live in New York City with my boyfriend, Matt, and in my free time, I like to work on my charity, the William Fund, which provides funding to LGBT youth outreach programs in the city. I also enjoy traveling, writing, and spending time with my family and friends. I can be reached on my website, joelreadens.com, that's R-E-A-D-E-N-C-E, joelreadens.com, by email at joel@joelreadens.com. My Twitter handle is joelreadens, one word, and you can reach me on Facebook at joelreadenscoaching.
Awesome. That was very thorough this morning. Way to go. And you know what I love about working with you, Joel, and hearing our passions. And our statement is we both really do enjoy helping people to step out of their fears and insecurities and embrace the life that they were created to live. And I really enjoy every time I hear you introduce yourself and talk about that confidence. And so, you know, we're going to jump right in to our topic this morning, Joel. And, you know, oftentimes so many of us don't have the confidence to say no. And so why, Joel, do you feel like people have trouble saying no today?
Well, there's a few reasons. But like you mentioned before in the introduction, there's some psychology behind it. Our ability to say no is directly related to our level of self-confidence. So people who have low self-confidence or low self-esteem often feel nervous about upsetting others and tend to rate others' needs higher than their own. So it's very easy to get lost in the shuffle of saying yes and overextending yourself for other people and not saying yes to yourself. Another thing is, too, is there's some psychology behind parenting and the way we were brought up. Oftentimes, we can be brought up to be, you know, everybody's sweetheart, always being the good girl or good boy who took care of the other children or who did everything that their parents or, you know, the other mentors in their life asked them to do. So this type of childhood can influence and help formulate your overall belief system. And it could lead to messaging you give yourself, such as, I'm only lovable if I do what I'm asked, and I'm only lovable if I'm helpful. Another category you can lump yourself into is, are you a people pleaser? Sometimes your self-worth may be derived from the things you do for other people. You know, and this type of behavior can get ugly fast because it can cause a vicious circle where the people in your life start to take you for granted, always expecting you to be available and willing to do what they ask. Then there's just the general fears, right? We live in a society where, you know, we want to say yes because we're afraid of being rude. We want to be agreeable. We want to go with the flow. You don't want to end up alienating yourself from, you know, a group of people in your life or from your boss or from, you know, the loved ones in your life because you're not in agreement with what they want. Maybe you're worried about a fear of conflict. You're afraid the person you might, you know, who's asking for a favor might get angry if you reject them. or maybe there's a fear of lost opportunity. Maybe you're thinking, well, if I don't say yes to the, you know, to the favor that they're asking for, you know, of me now, they might not come back to me with other things later that might be something that will be worthwhile for me in the future.
Absolutely. You know, you touched on a lot of wonderful topics, everything from fear to our interpretations to how we were raised. All of those things can really come into play. And so I would love to go ahead and pick out one of those, maybe, and let's look at it a little bit further, Joel, because I
sure.
totally resonate with everything, yeah, with everything that you shared already this morning. And, you know, oftentimes when we are growing up, let's just start there. You know, I think both of us have probably had different circumstances in our lives when we have been told no. And that no has served us really well, or that no has not served us well. And so, you know, it's kind of fun on Life Coach Chat sometimes to get a little bit personal and talk about our own stories, because so many of our listeners don't even know who are life coaches, what brought them into coaching, and what makes them tick. And so since it's just the two of us on this morning, we miss you, Erica. We're sorry that you are not able to be on here with us this morning. But Joel, what about if we take a little bit of an opportunity here and give our listeners a little peek in to our lives? How do you feel about that? I'm kind of throwing it at you this morning.
Let's do it.
All right, fantastic. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just share just a little bit about my story and about my no's. I'm not going to, you know, certainly talk about all of them, but I am going to pick one because one's popping up for me right now, and it really does come into play in my story and what brought me into coaching. So when I was growing up, I grew up in a family with four children in the Midwest, and I had a great early childhood. I also grew up knowing that I was adopted. And the one thing that I always wanted to realize and have information for was, what was my story? What really brought me into my forever family and led me here? And I remember going to my parents and asking them at a pretty young, tender age, you know, can you give me a little bit more information about my story? And the answer that I got back, and very understandably so from them, was, we chose you, we loved you, and you're with us now, and we really don't know a lot of your story. And really, truly, Leanne, that probably just needs to be enough for you. Well, that wasn't enough for me. And I was a really persistent young lady and wanted some answers. And so I would ask more questions. And what I heard, because of the fact that my parents didn't know, they weren't real comfortable with that, is, you know what, Leanne, I'm going to ask you not to ask any more questions now, because we don't really know the answers. And besides, the answers aren't really that important. And so, no, Leanne, I'm not going to give you any more information. And so because of that particular no, it shut down part of my voice, and it shut down part of my identity. And so, you know, we're diving in kind of deep here this morning, Joel, talking about this topic of no. But I feel like what we both shared at the beginning of our conversation today was, you know, my goodness, sometimes the no's in my life, starting from very early on, have dramatic impact on my life today, how I perceive the word no, how I use the word no, and how I receive it. So that's kind of a little bit of my story, and I'm going to stick to that and turn it over to you, Joel. And how about if you share something with me and our listeners about your first interaction or introduction to the word no?
Sure, and thank you for sharing. I think that was amazing. I think what you said at the tail end is important for listeners too, because I think a lot of people may have got on this call and just thought, oh, I'm going to get some quick and easy tips on how to say no in my everyday life. And you are. And, you know, if you're listening in and you're looking for those tips, you're going to get them later on in the show. But I think it's important to understand a little bit of why we say no and where it stems from. And so, you know, just like we talked about, you can go back to as early as childhood. And my particular case, I grew up, like you, I grew up in the Midwest. I was the youngest boy in a family, single-parent household. I was the only boy in the household, and as such, there was an expectation both from my family and from the other people in my life, the adults in my life, our neighbors, the teachers, whatnot, that I was the man of the household, and I was going to carry, you know, the household. I was going to do the things that a man would do in the household. So I spent a good portion of my time trying to fit into that mold. And in an effort to try to fit into that mold, I ended up saying yes to a lot of things at a very young age and not saying, you know, not having even the ability or not knowing I have the choice to say no to any of these things. It was my responsibility. That's how it was presented to me. And that's how I carried it out. And so I think that's where, for me, where I really, you know, the belief system about not being able to say no was introduced to me. And it is something that I know that I carried into my adult life. So.
Excellent. And we really do. And oftentimes we are really called to grow up pretty fast, aren't we? When we're called to be the man of the house or to step into a situation or a life circumstance that we weren't really created for, nor were we mature enough to even handle that. And so, you know, let's talk a little bit about why, you know, some more reasons why people don't say no. You know, in my world, I couldn't say no to my parents out of respect, out of admiration, out of love for them, and out of some fears. Joel, how about you?
Well, that's a really interesting topic, right? I grew up in an environment, and I'm of age where we didn't say no to, you know, our elders. Everything was yes, ma'am. It was yes, sir. And if somebody asked us to do something, we did it. There wasn't a choice in the matter. And again, very well-intended, you know, behaviors that we picked up. And I don't argue that, you know, all children should be polite and be respectful of their elders. But at the same time, we've got to be careful that it doesn't plant a seed or a belief system in our life that we're going to grow up with that tells us we can't say no in any given situation.
Absolutely. Very well said, my co-host. And, you know, that's part of one of the areas that is so missing in today's culture is, you know, we oftentimes will look down on children because they are young. And sometimes we're afraid as parents, as leaders in their lives, perhaps we're an aunt or an uncle or a significant, maybe we're a teacher, you know, we're kind of starting off at this new year. And so many times the work that us coaches do, right, Joel, is to help people regain that voice that they have lost throughout their lives, that ability to say the yeses to where they need to say yes and the no's to where they need to say no and to really honor their values, right? And so I really appreciate you bringing that up today. And so, you know, as we are moving along in this conversation, I do want to again remind our listeners that if they would like to call in and interact with us this morning, the number is 646-716-9397. And Joel and I would love to speak with you this morning. If you are on the West Coast, we know it is bright and early for you. If you are in the Midwest, you are probably enjoying your cup of coffee and some breakfast. And the East Coast, hopefully you are fully caffeinated up, ready for your day, and ready to say yes and no in your day. So we are very glad that you have joined us and participated in this fantastic conversation. So, Joel, moving right along in our conversation, why do you think it's so easy for people to say yes?
Well, just like I discussed earlier in terms of, you know, why people say no, it's the exact same reasons for people saying yes. If people say yes, they're not being rude, they're being polite, they're being respectful, either to the elders, to their peers, either, you know, to their bosses at work, to their coworkers. They're being agreeable. They're going with the flow. They're not alienating themselves from the loved ones in their lives or from the people that they work with. They don't have to worry about a fear of conflict. Everybody's happy with them, and they're able to not worry about, you know, any idea of maybe I'm going to lose, you know, this person as a friend, or maybe there's a missed opportunity with a coworker or a boss in the future, or, you know, you're not worrying about jeopardizing a promotion. So it's really easy to take on additional work. It's not necessarily good for you, but it's definitely an easier choice, at least when faced with a request.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we know why a 2-year-old can do it. We're talking about why it's hard for adults to say yes or no. And we know that both of those words are very powerful words in the English language that we really do need to use. You know, if we accepted every invitation that we've ever been given, we would never sleep if we said yes mm-hmm. to everyone, right? If we gave in to every worthy cause that we have ever been approached about in our lives, we would be broke.
Mm-hmm.
What about, if we, you know, for those of us who are information and education junkies and self-improvement extraordinaire folks, if we gave in to all of the opportunities that are before us for continued growth, we would be incredibly worn out, right? And we would be broke again because those kinds of things are expensive. If we went along with the crowd and along with everything that everybody wanted us to do, we would be thoroughly exhausted. We would be incredibly burnt out. You know, our last show that we did together, Joel, we talked about burnout, right? And so this is a great piggyback to that. But if we don't learn to say yes at an appropriate time, if we don't learn to say no at a time where we're really being pricked that that's not something that we should do, then we're going to be in a sorry decline. And we're going to spiral to a place where we have no intention nor no desire to be in. And so, you know, this skill of being able to say yes and being able to say no in a calm manner is I don't know about you, Joel, but I really believe it's a learned skill. It's a skill of being incredibly conscious when we make those decisions about, I guess I like to call it counting the cost of our yeses and counting the cost of our no's. So I heard a ha. So what comes up for you when you hear me say that?
Well, you know, one of the things, what I was thinking about is you know, one of the things you're talking about or some of the things you're talking about are what are the ramifications of us not saying no? And that is what it's something that a lot of people need to take into account. I don't think when people are initially faced with a request, when they're saying yes, they don't really give it much thought. They don't think about the long-term effects, both on themselves and the people in their lives, for not saying no. And so when you're talking about like what you just said about counting your yeses and counting your no's, you're talking about being more mindful of the decisions you're making and being more mindful of the ramifications of your answer. So in terms of saying no or not saying no enough, rather, you know, there are some physical, mental, and emotional ramifications that people should be aware of, and you touched upon some of them, but, you know, not saying no enough can lead to exhaustion. It can lead to higher levels of stress, which in turn can lead to more sickness. It can lead to increased levels of irritability, and eventually, just like you said, it can lead to burnout. If your spare time is taken up with personal favors, volunteer activities, committee meetings, or a myriad of other tasks, your family life may be suffering. Your prior interpersonal relationships may be suffering. You may not have enough time to get that 8 hours of sleep you need. And if you're a parent and you're working a full-time job, sleep is precious, right? You want to be able to show up for the people in your life and the responsibilities in your life, and having adequate sleep and having good health are essential in making those things happen. You may route yourself with any time to pursue those things that are meaningful to you. You know, what about your hobbies? What about the things you want to do? What if you just simply want to take some time for yourself every week? You know, and then, you know, professionally, if we take on too many projects at work, we could compromise the quality of our deliverable. So you can try to impress your boss by saying yes to everything he gives you, but there could be longer negative long-term ramifications to what you're saying, because if you overpromise and underdeliver on your work, obviously that's going to reflect, you know, in terms of promotions, in terms of, the type of work that's given to you, in terms of, where your career path is headed. So, you know, the last thing I'll say about this, and I think this is the most important, is don't fall into the trap of comparing yourself to other people. Just because your friends, your coworkers can juggle, you know, a myriad of things every day, volunteer activities, work projects, personal favors, it doesn't mean you can, and it doesn't mean you should. You need to gauge what works best for you in these situations.
Absolutely. Wow. Very well said, Joel. And I just really want to echo a lot of the things that you said. And I really love how you ended. You concluded your little couple minutes there about don't compare yourself with others. I think that that is an incredibly huge awareness issue. We tend to look at all the people around us and let them define our identity. Because they are doing something, oh gosh, maybe I should do that too. What a false sense of our current reality, right? I come from a belief system where let your yes be yes and let your no be no. And when you do make a commitment or you say no to something, stand by that. You know, there's even a personal example I can throw in just with our time together today. You know, I had this time booked, golly, months ago, right? Knew that we were going to be doing the show at least a month ago. And my husband came home and he surprised me and said, hey, I want to take you to Oregon. And this is the weekend that we're going to go. And I said, oh, wow, that is so fantastic. I am so blessed that you want to do this. Let me just tell you what I've got on my schedule. And let's look at this, you know, from a realistic standpoint, because I made a commitment to do my show, to spend time with Joel and chat about this invaluable topic. But I also made a commitment to my husband over 20 years ago to be his primary gal. And so I have to take time and look at my values and what I really hold dear and what I hold important. And can I line up my commitment that I made to my career with my commitment that I have made to my husband and to my family? Can I make those two gel? And I was able to say, you know what, yes, I can. I can let my yes be yes to my husband, and I can let my yes be yes to my career and my coworkers and my commitment to sharing my message with the world. And really aligning up my values, Joel, really helped me to see how I didn't have to compare myself with anybody else. I didn't
Right.
have to look at other people's expectations of me or what somebody else would do or what somebody else thought I should do, right? So I consciously
mm-hmm.
made a decision by looking at the big picture of what I was going to walk through. And it's like, yeah, I can so totally do this. And so I am here with you all this morning, ready to play full out with you, because I know that it honors both of my values. And so I really love that you brought up those topics when it comes to this ability to say no or not say no. And some of what that really looks like. So thank you for providing an opportunity for me and for our listeners to really explore that. So
well
before
said,
we
man.
Go
thank
into,
you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, Joel. I really do enjoy co-hosting with you. And before we jump into the announcements of our next shows, because I know our listeners are excited to hear about what is to come on Blog Talk Radio and Life Coach Radio Network for our incredible networks. What other thoughts do you have before we move on to our next topic about really talking about some of the solutions that we have? So before we jump into that, how do you want to close this half hour, Joel?
I would just say that, you know, we talked about two basic topics, two basic issues that you know, can haunt people in every part of their life. We talked about fear, and we talked about comparing. Those two things alone can hinder a person's ability to be present in their life, to be committed to their self, to pursue their goals, to pursue their dreams. These are things that, you know, they're basic 101 topics that we discuss in coaching with people every day in regards to any issues that they may be having. And so when you think about what it is, you think about fear and you think about comparison in terms of learning to say no, I would just advise you to remember, you know, don't be afraid to speak up for yourself and ask for what you want and what you need. And sometimes by doing that, you need to say no. And again, later on in the show, we're going to talk about some really easy ways and some effective ways you can say no. And then in terms of comparing, just like I said, it's not about anybody else. It's not about what other people have on their plate or what their ability, you know, what their ability to handle, you know, how their ability is that they can handle things, you know, how much volume they can take on at work, any of that. It's about what works best for you. It's about what you can take on. It's about being true to yourself in terms of expectations and about ensuring that you leave time for yourself.
Absolutely, because we are the only ones, right, who know our boundaries. Sometimes we need some help in realizing those boundaries, and we're going to talk about that. But we're the only ones who know our comfort level. Nobody else lives in our skin, and nobody else lives in our head. And so by truly knowing who we are, you know, you and I both, Joel, work a lot with people on identity issues. And, you know, really knowing who you are, what makes you tick, what are your values, what are your challenges, what are your strengths and your weaknesses, really help to define what our yeses and our nos need to look like. And so in the latter half of our time together, we're going to definitely dive into those. But I do want to take just a moment to announce our upcoming shows. We have some fun shows for you coming up, listeners. And so tune in, make some notes, or check on the Life Coach Radio Network website that we have now to find out all kinds of information about our coaches and our shows that we want to bring for you in the coming future. The next show up for us, excuse me, is tomorrow, 8:30-13 at noon. And it is the Seasons of Life, Seasons of Change, with Barbara Hetzel, Veronica Taylor, and Dexter Cicero. They're going to talk about understanding our own seasons of life and navigating those changes. Also upcoming is Frank Talk with host David Frank Noem. He is going to be chatting with an author, Sonia Medina Haynes, at 6 p.m. on September the 2nd, 2013, about finding a deeper essence in life. And thirdly, our show coming up on September the 3rd, September the 3rd of 2013 at 8 p.m. Oh my goodness, it is early. Is Finding Zen with Danielle Mercurio at 8 o'clock. She's going to be interviewing Nita Blum, and she is an expert in living a more holistic life. And then I myself, Leanne Parsons, Walk Your Talk Coach, I'm going to be on again on Thursday, September the 5th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And you're in for a real treat, listeners, as I'm going to interview a new author and publisher friend of mine, Deb, and we're going to have so much fun as we chat about so many topics that I don't even want to really introduce a lot of them right now. Some of them are going to be on identity, on love, on honoring your values, so much even of what Joel has been talking about. And, you know, it might even evolve into this beautiful, when is it okay to say yes to yourself? And so, like I said, I will be on again on September the 5th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time right here at Life Coach Radio Network. So thank you for allowing for that brief commercial, Joel, and our listeners. So please feel free to tune in. Again, our call-in number, if you are a guest and would like to chat with either Joel or I live during this call, The number is 646-716-9397. So thank you for that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump in on this latter half of the half hour, because I think there's a lot to be said in this realm of conversation when it comes to being a little bit proactive and solution-focused about coming to a place of honor with ourselves and honor with other people when it comes to saying no. And, you know, one of those things that comes up for me a lot, Joel, when I think about saying no, is forgetting that no is one of the most simple words in the English language. It is two letters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's two letters, one consonant, one vowel, put together that, like I said, at the onset of our conversation, this is a word that we oftentimes learn at a very early age, and we start saying it. And
right.
So, yeah, early on in my coaching career and really examining my own life and figuring out if Leanne was really living her values, if Leanne was really walking her talk and extending herself and restraining herself in the areas of her life, in my life, that would really bring value to myself and value to others, I had to look at my views around the word no and around the word yes. And I imagine you had to do the same, Joel.
I did.
Great. And so you and I both have our graduates of IPEC. We both are energy leadership certified through IPEC. Our system that we have is an incredibly powerful system. The training that we have been given is top-notch, second to none. Would you agree?
I do. I do agree. I'm very glad that I went to IPEC. I did a lot of research before I chose that school, and it really boasts the most coach training hours out there. So I was really glad to not only get, you know, to maximize the training I got, but then also, again, you know, become a master practitioner for the Energy Leadership Index assessment as well.
Absolutely. And with that goal that we both had, we learned a lot through that tool. And so since it's just you and I on the call, we are both Energy Leadership Master Practitioners certified through IPEC. When you learn that tool and you think about the ability to say no and the ability to say yes in your life, what's your first thought that pops up in relation to that tool that we have to offer ourselves as well as the people that we work with?
So just a very quick notes version on the assessment tool that we're talking about, the Energy Leadership Index. Basically what it does is it measures how you show up in your life. And it, based on your behaviors and how you show up in your life, it classifies you into one of seven energy levels. And when we talk about the ability to say no, the first thing I think about, Leanne, is level one and level two energy. So for the people listening in, level one and level two energy, they're victim energy. The vast majority of people in the world, unfortunately, operate from this level. They, level one energy, they're completely helpless. They feel that the world is out to get them, that they have no power over their lives, and they have no say in it. So when you talk about somebody who has a problem saying no, that is level one energy right there. The person who feels like they have to say yes, that they don't have a choice, they're at the mercy of everybody else and everything else going on in their lives, and it robs them of their ability to, you know, stand up for themselves and pursue those things they want in their life or just simply take the time they need to ensure that they're happy and healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very well said. Thank you for defining that. And it really does resonate deeply with me as well. And, you know, thinking about the different levels and how we do show up every day. Because someone, like you said, at that level one, they really do feel that they are affected everybody. And so when somebody says no to them, or they feel the need to say no to somebody else, the root of where that comes from and how that ripples and formulates into their lives can be very, very destructive, can't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not very building. And so I really appreciate you giving that little explanation of what the assessment does. And it really does provide us with some very powerful insights into our own lives and into the lives of those that we work with. And so, you know, Joel, let's, I feel like I'm kind of jumping all over the place this morning because I have a little bit of noise in my room, and I'm really sorry if that's coming through on our recording.
No, I am in a hotel.
Am I good? Okay.
You're
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic. I thank you for that affirmation, my friend. I got just a little bit distracted there for a minute. So anyway, you know, when we operate out of that level one and level two, and we are starting to say no, one of the things that can happen is the tone of our voice when we are speaking to another individual or even to ourselves can come across in a way that is harsh, disrespectful, or if it's too nice, it can be taken as insincere. And so when we think about applying some techniques to our lives that are going to enable us and give us the courage to say no, we really do need to think about, really, for one thing, what level we're coming from, right? And then what our delivery is like. What is our tone?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, that's the hardest part of saying no, because as you said, Joel, we do want to be respectful. You know, at the heart of what we are doing, when we say no, we don't want to, you know, we're not set out to be unkind in it most of the time, unless we're coming from a place that's a little bit more unhealthy or not serving our values. And so our tone is pretty important. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely correct. I think that, you know, the way you say no is just as important as the fact you're saying no at all. And so, you know, this might be a good segue to talk about how we communicate, how we effectively communicate, you know, the word no when we're turning down somebody who's asked us for something. So, you know, just like you said, understand that the word no has power, but also understand the delivery is just as important. So, you know, when you're saying no to somebody, be honest. Don't fabricate reasons why you want to get, you know, you want to get out of an obligation. The truth is always the best way, you know, to go when you're turning down a friend, a family member, a coworker, or your boss. Like you said, be respectful. You know, people will approach us with a lot of worthwhile causes, and it can be tough to turn them all down. But, you know, complimenting the group's effort while saying that you can't commit shows that you respect them and what they're trying to accomplish. Also, be ready to repeat your no answer. Sometimes people have a tendency to ask the same, you know, request over and over again, and you need to stay, you need to, you know, be comfortable repeating your no response and letting them know that as much as you respect what they're doing and you appreciate, you know, that they came to you, you're not able to help them. Oftentimes, too, it's okay to, you know, just be brief in your response. Be firm, be brief, but be respectful. And you should be able to communicate a no response in a manner that doesn't offend the person who's asking it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so many times we think that we need to follow up our yeses or our nos, especially our nos, with a lot of excuses. And we try to justify them to the other person. And oftentimes that comes out of our own fears and insecurities. When so many times the other person on the other side of the conversation, all they want to hear is, can you do this for me or can you not?
Right.
And so we do try to put way too many words with that. And, you know, one thing that I love to do, I have done periodically throughout my life, and I really encourage others to do, is stand in the front of a mirror, right? Look at yourself in the mirror and practice saying no. Practice it. Because so many of us have been told we can't say no, or if we say no, you know, what does that look like? And as you and I spoke about, the tone in which we do it, so much of our communication with other people is those social cues. It is our facial expressions and our tone of voice and the way we really look when we're speaking. And so look at yourself in the mirror for just a moment. What do you look like when you say no? And practice, and don't be done practicing. Don't give up practicing until you're happy with the way that you feel your delivery is coming out. Does it really communicate who you are by the way that you're saying your no? So, Joel,
right.
Have you ever done that?
Absolutely. And I think it's important to add on to what you said is that when you seem like you're flip-flopping or you seem like you're unsure or you're not saying it in, you know, with a certain level of confidence, people aren't going to take your answer seriously. So if you start hemming and hawing and going back and forth as you say no to them, they're going to think you're noncommittal about your no response, and they're going to keep digging in trying to get you to do what they want. They're going to think that it's just a simple, exercise or game where they go back and forth and try to talk you into it. So it's important that you speak succinctly. It's important that you speak confidently and firmly and respectfully as well. But saying no, no means no.
Absolutely, absolutely. And being respectful is very, very important. And if you speak a no to somebody and they don't take it, that's their deal. Right, Joel? It's not a reflection on you. It's the way that they're taking that as well. And so if we say no and we're confident in that and it is received as confidence, it is less likely that person, that organization, that situation, it's not going to keep presenting itself in your world because you have confidently spoken your truth to that situation.
Right. And so, right? Leanne, I think this is a good time here. So let's just give them some flat-out easy examples of ways to say no. So, just some things that they can take away from. You know, remember what I said. It's about being firm, being succinct, being brief, and being respectful. So here are 8 quick one-liners you could use when you're saying no to people in a variety of different situations. So number one.
Great. I would love, I love that. And you've got 8. That's beautiful. Thank you for coming extremely prepared with that. So,
Of course. So number one, I can't commit to this as I have other priorities at the moment. Number two. Now it's not a good time if I'm in the middle of something. How about we reconnect at whatever time? Number three, I'd love to do this, but. Number four, let me think about it first and I'll get back to you. And that's a really important one, right? So oftentimes we're on the fence about something and we're not sure if we want to say yes or no. We need more time to think about it, to think about our schedule. And so if you ask for more time, then you can actually spend a proper, proper amount of time dwelling on it and come back to them with an answer that you feel more confidently about. Number five, this doesn't meet my needs now, but I'll be sure to keep it in mind. So, someone's asking you to do something that, you might not have time for at this particular moment or something that doesn't, really doesn't jive with who you are or what you're about now, but, you're respectful and tell them maybe we can return to this at a later date. Number six.
Absolutely.
Number six, I'm not the best person to help on this. Why don't you try? And that's great. Referring people to other people who can help them if you can't is always a great way of saying no, but still, adding value. Number seven, thank you so much for reaching out and asking me about whatever topic. Though I politely decline, I wish you so much success with this exciting new project. That kind of, validation and respect goes a long way. And then number eight, if all else fails or you simply don't feel like saying anything else, just simply look at them and say, no, I can't. These are the simplest and most direct ways to say no. And oftentimes we build up all these barriers in our mind around saying no. But, these barriers, these ideas of how people are going to react, or that they're going to shun us, it's going to lead to, a disagreement or a fight, that people are going to think less of. Usually these are self-created barriers to saying no, and they're not at all true. So these are some very simple ways in which you can say no. They're respectful, they're concise, they deliver the message, and it should be positively received by the person who's hearing it.
Absolutely. And, on the one hand, we cannot control nor estimate how someone on the receiving end is going to receive our no. We're not responsible for that, but we are responsible for the way in which we deliver it. And I think those 8 examples that you gave were, just brilliant. We really do need to be respectful. We do, really do need to acknowledge and validate that other person. Someone is coming to us for a request because, A, they value us, or they wouldn't come and ask us. So let's not forget that important point. B, they see that we have something to offer or bring to the table that they can't do on their own. And C, they're providing us with an opportunity to say yes or no, right? They're not demanding that we do it. And so by taking just a moment to respect them, really acknowledge and validate where they're at, you know, I love some of the examples that you gave of just really affirming them, you know, saying things like, wow, that is a fantastic project, very, very worthy. I wish you all the success in that, but at this time, I am unavailable to put my 100% into it, but I really appreciate you asking me. You know, something like that, it's a very much a win-win, and that's real important to me as a coach, as an individual, and as a woman, just to really see the best in others, see the best in myself, and bring that out. And I think it becomes contagious, don't you, Joel, when we are respectful to other people in the way that we communicate them and the way we communicate our yeses and our noes. It could be teaching them, right? It could be encouraging mm-hmm. them to pay that forward to somebody else. And so yeah. it's really, you know, it's really raising that level of awareness in the world around us that there is a different way to say yes and a different way to say no.
Right, exactly. And it's also, too, it's not just simply about teaching other people lessons that they can carry on with their own lives. It's about teaching yourself lessons, too. It's good to be respectful of other people, but respect starts with yourself. Respect starts at home. You can't be anything to anybody else unless you're something to yourself first. So, you know, establish these boundaries that ensure you take time for yourself, that you get adequate rest, that you, you know, contribute and add meaningful value to, you know, your relationships and to your career and to the things that are important to you. Only by doing that, then can you, you know, take on additional requests and help other people.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really kind of fun because before we end, wow, I cannot even believe that we are almost to an hour. We could spend hours on this topic, I think you and I'm sure our listeners as well. And so I just want to encourage our listeners that if you have questions, comments, thoughts that are swimming through in your head, take some time for yourself and take some notes. First off the bat, don't lose this, because if your heart is being pricked in any way from this topic, give yourself that time and space to write them down. And if you have questions for either Joel or I, you can submit those questions to us either on our website or on the Blog Talk, or I'm sorry, the Life Coach Radio Network Facebook page. We have one of those, and we also have a website, lifecoachradionetworks.com, that you can go to and find either Joel or I to submit some questions to, because this is a pretty loaded topic, and we could talk for hours on this topic. And, you know, one thing that is important for me to share here before we get off the line as well, Joel, is when we don't say no to things that maybe are not within our value system or where we're currently at in our day, we have a very difficult time to be able to say the yeses to the things that are really important in our lives. And so, you know, when you talked about that self-care piece and about this isn't just for everybody else, this is for me too. And oftentimes, as we learn when we do energy leadership work with people, when I do my walk your talk assessment with people, is why aren't we walking our talk? What's holding us back from that? What's holding us back and getting us out of that victim energy, that anger energy that we can carry around and project? And where a lot of us, that's where our no's stem from, instead of a higher awareness of knowing that our no's can stem from a love of self and a love of other people. So I did want to just throw that in there as a side note, that if we're afraid to say no, we can't say yes to the really important things. And so when we say no to something, we're saying yes to maybe something that could come into our lives that hasn't ever been there before. and that could really teach us and the world some very valuable life-changing experiences. So I do want to close us up here, Joel. We've got about 6 minutes left on our topic tonight, and I do want to be able to encourage our listeners to call in if you have any final thoughts. The number is 646-716-9397. If there are anybody out there that would like to call in, also know and share with your friends that this call will be archived on iTunes, on Life Coach Radio Network, and you can find us on the Life Coach Facebook channel as well as Twitter. And we've got a lot of things going on, very exciting things happening within our network. And Joel, because we are coming to a close, why don't you share with us your closing thoughts on this topic of learning to say no?
Sure. I think I'll just wrap up by saying that, you know, just remember that when you start to, you know, start to say no, it's not going to be easy, because many of us have been conditioned our entire life to say yes. But learning to say no is an important part of simplifying your life, managing stress, ensuring you make time for yourself, for your family, and for the important things in your life. Saying no doesn't mean you're being rude, nor does it mean you're being disagreeable. Saying no doesn't mean that there's going to be a conflict, nor does it mean that you're going to lose any types of opportunities in the future. And saying no most definitely doesn't mean you're burning any bridges. These are all false beliefs we create in our head about saying no and setting appropriate boundaries for ourselves. At the end of the day, it's not about saying no, it's about how you say no that determines the outcome. So I would just say that when you're thinking or you're faced with somebody who's asking you for a request and you have a tight schedule, it's important that you focus on what matters most. Examine your current obligations and priorities before you take on any new commitment. Don't say yes if it's going to mean, you know, months of added stress. Instead, look at quick ways to pitch it. And make sure you take guilt out of the equation. Don't agree to a request because you feel guilty about declining it. Make sure you take care of yourself first. After all, you have your own priorities and needs, just like everyone else has theirs. Saying no is about respecting and valuing your time and space, and saying no is your prerogative. And just like Leanne said earlier, with practice, you're going to find saying no gets easier with time.
Absolutely. Very well said. Wow, I don't have many things to add to that. Joel, you said that very well, very concise, and I'm sure it's really resonating deeply with our listeners. And, you know, listeners, oftentimes, if we take a look at some of the disciplines in our lives and look at the word no or the word yes as a muscle, and sometimes learning to exercise that muscle provides you with more confidence to really look into your own heart, your own mind, and your own value system to really seek what is important. You know, maybe you've never taken some time to write down a mission statement for your life. What do you really stand for? What are your beliefs and your values, and how do you make your decisions about how you spend your time, your talents, and your treasures? And by stopping just for a moment, take a couple minutes today and write down what it is you want to embrace as you say no. And wow, I am looking at a different clock than what we are. We are just about ready to close. And so, listeners, I just want to thank you for joining us this morning. Joel, I want to thank you for co-hosting with me and sharing your beautiful thoughts. We hope that you've enjoyed this last hour. It flew by. I feel like we could just totally talk an extended amount of time on this. And the work that we do with our clients is invaluable. The work that we do here on Life Coach Radio Network is invaluable. And so thank you, Joel. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Live, coming to you on Life Coach Radio Network. We're honored that you were with us.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.